Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
And welcome, everybody. 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us at Politics with a Cup of Coffee. Maybe more than one cup of coffee. Who knows? Yes, I am your humble radio talk show host, former state representative Jeff Kropp, and a fifth-generation Oregon farmer. Yeah, the last few days I have been busting my little patootie out there in the hemp fields because it's hemp harvest. Yeah, we got to get going. And when the weather's nice, you want to be doing it. You really want to be doing it. So now, do you think that employers who hire illegal aliens ought to be prosecuted? Huh? You think employers who hire illegal aliens should be prosecuted? In Mississippi, a poll shows that 70% of them, the citizens of Mississippi want people who, employers who hire, knowingly hire illegal aliens to be prosecuted. What do you think about that? Also, in Oregon, we've had the folks from Freedom Foundation on the air many times. And the new state director, State Representative Mike Nierman, is a great guy, great conservative that I know. He is the executive director here now of the Oregon Group. And Aaron Whiffey, who had been the previous director, is now leading all of the efforts of the Freedom Foundation as they expand into other states like Ohio. Well, there's a story in the Oregon Catalyst about how one of the preeminent teachers' unions has lost an enormous amount of its membership. And we'll get into that because there are several laws that were passed that go around the Janus decision that has created this massive loss of union membership. And you know that little old kerfluffle that we had with Queen Kate and her lawyers pressuring the public records advocate to, to just kind of lie against her, her oath of not just office, but her bar license, where as a lawyer, you have to be truthful. I know some of you are spitting up your coffee, sort of laughing there. You remember that if you watch Fox, this book by Sidney Powell called License to Lie. Yeah, lawyers can lie. And rarely does anything happen to them. Well, anyway, that whole kerfluffle with Queen Kate. Of course, she decided that her top lawyer was going to pressure the Oregon Public Records Advocate into saying, no, you're going to do whatever the governor wants you to do, not what your counsel. And frankly, not what the law says you should do. Yeah, that lawyer that I filed a bar complaint against, where the bar did promptly dismissed it. As soon as Misha Isaac, the lawyer in question, he sort of removed himself from being appointed to the Oregon Court of Appeals, right? That whole part of it. Well, anyway, the Oregon legislature expanded the public records limitations, even though they have a committee that has been formed called the Oregon Sunshine Committee. Much ado about nothing, folks, and I'll tell you why. Because it doesn't matter what these folks are doing. If you think for one moment that the legislature is going to roll back all of these additional protections into the public records law, you got to be crazy. That's not how these folks operate, folks. You never do that. There were 22 new exemptions from Oregon's sunshine laws, which is supposed to give people like you and I the ability to go look into things. Yeah, no, that's not how it is. So that's what we're going to talk about today, plus your thoughts on all of them. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Is that number to call? Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. You know, something that is important to those of us who are in the natural resource, you know, world, me being a fifth-generation Oregon farmer, well, we care about when the do-gooders, which are really not do-gooders, these are the extremists, and I mean way extreme, environmentalists, which are rarely called that. In fact, they're never called that by Oregon's mainstream media. Why? Because the mainstream media protects these people. Why? Because they agree with them. That's why. Well, these radicals put forward ideas. Now, the one that caught everybody's attention was what? Well, it was Timber Unity's response to cap and trade, which literally will destroy rural communities. But that's just one of many, folks. You see, the Secretary of State Tuesday rejected Initiative 35, 36, and 37. There's an Oregon Psilocybin Services Act, mushrooms, picking, all of that. Because, you know, we wouldn't dare go into the forest and pick mushrooms, would we? The Oregon Forest Waters Protection Act and the Protect Forest Waters from Clear-Cut Logging Act. And all three of these got thrown out by the Secretary of State. Secretary of State Bev Clarno, a Republican and also a rural former rancher, she understands this stuff at the most basic level. She's a former Speaker of the House. She's rejected them all. She didn't really give a lot of detail other than saying that they do not meet the single subject requirement. Now, the single subject rule only applies to constitutional amendments. It doesn't apply to these other issues if they're just a statutory change. So what can these radical ideas do? Well, and they are radical, especially clear-cut logging would be prohibited on private forest land. You see, they give these things these wonderfully nice names, don't they? In reality, what they are is more radical environmental socialist control over private property. Because that's their view. You see, the socialists, no matter who they are, lie to you constantly. You see, it's all about the water or it's all about the children, right? No, it's not. It's really all about control over you and your life in every area of your life, including private property, because these people do not believe that you should own private property. I'm just curious, who else out there doesn't think you should own private property? The communists. Anyway, these folks can go back to square one and resubmit another 1,000 signatures for their ballot titles, or they can sue the Secretary of State to have this decision overturned. Now, I will say to you, folks, that it's not likely they sue the Secretary of State because that just puts them behind so that they are not going to be able to get anything on the, likely not be able to get anything on the ballot in 2020. Doesn't mean that you can't do a 2022 measure, because you can, and you can do this anytime. But for 2020, They're just running out the clock, unfortunately. Now, the reality is these measures, until they become, nobody's paying attention to this stuff except the groups that monitor this, in this case, Oregonians for Food and Shelter. They are the ones who monitor, and they're the ones who put out the press release saying this happened, because frankly, it's not a big deal. Except it is a big deal. Cap and trade was a big deal. Because this is this difference we talk about in Oregon politics all the time. the difference between rural and urban. In the urban areas, as Oregon continues to put in place policies that stack more and more people into these cities are liberals. They're run by liberals. These cities have a liberal mentality. And people who gravitate to them for jobs or for whatever often understand that they cannot compete in the world of ideas on the issue of fairness. You know, the liberals always talk about fairness, right? Well, how fair is it? And this is what scared the living daylights out of the Timber Unity folks. And they got active. Because, you see, they finally woke up, many of them Democrats, who've been voting Democrat, because that's what their families did. They just did it because they didn't understand how voting for Democrats and their ideas and the policies between or behind them and the policies that they endorse, that they actually pass, how it really hurts them. They finally awoke. And they got active. And they scared the legislature into doing what? To backing away. And they gave reasons why the three Democrat senators said no to doing this, no to voting for cap and trade. That's how it works. Well, the environmental petitions and getting them thrown out is just one battle in a very long war. This is why you and I need to be active every day in this political process. It's why we talk about these issues. Because you know these people will be back. We know that cap and trade is coming back. We know that forced vaccinations is back. This is why we have to join together in ever-increasing numbers. You see, groups like Timber Unity, which really did come from a true grassroots movement, are under assault, and they are under assault, friends. They're under assault from the Democrat Party and the left. You see, I saw an email last night from a Democrat Party official here in Oregon talking about how Timber Unity was just a fake organization and that they're funded by a big timber guy. And they're not real, and they're attacking one of the new Republican or Democrat members of the House who voted for cap and trade. There's a recall against Tiffany Mitchell up in the Astoria Clatsop County area. And Timber Unity is playing a big part of that. And they're attacking them. You see, this is a tactic, right? You go on offense. We're going to talk about going on offense and how it's a tactic that can be used very successfully here in Oregon. And I started this show talking about how Oregon is seeing this massive drop in teachers union membership. Why? Because a group went on offense. The Democrats are constantly going on offense on us. Isn't it about time that we did that? And it relates to what Rudy Giuliani said last night on Laura Ingraham's show. And it's brilliant. It's also human nature, don't you think? It's a way we can win. So you can hide. Hold on. 620, back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Yes, going on offense, friends, is how we can make a difference in our world. And you do that every time you take the things that we talk about here on Political Coffee. You take them and you begin conversations with people, or maybe in the course of conversations with people, and you know, when the political issues of the day happen to come up, you can ask these questions, be provocative in a thoughtful way, not in an argumentative way, Because you know what? When you argue with people, it's very difficult to open minds. And that's the only way that you're going to be persuasive. Persuading the persuadable. So here's what we're talking about. Going on offense. Is it something that is a tactic that is appropriate? Right here in Oregon, but also in your personal life. On all of the issues we talk about. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. What do you have to say? Oh, hey, Art.
Now you took me off mute. Of course we should go on offense, Jeff. And I'm always on offense. I just sent you an email that will show you proof that the governor's office doesn't care about being open and transparent, doesn't care about allowing the public to know what's going on in government. If you look at that email that I sent you, there's a CC to Jennifer Baker, who is in the governor's office, and knows that one of the agencies I deal with all the time, the Oregon Commission for the Blind, is violating federal law by not providing information to people like me, which is actually required by federal law. And for anybody to think that the Democrats, Kate Brown, or even the Democratic state legislatures want you to know what's going on behind closed doors is a fallacy. They want to keep us dumb so they can do things inappropriately. You and I
both
know it.
So you're right about that, okay? The last thing that the regressive totalitarian Marxists that run the Oregon legislature and Governor Kate Brown, and that's who she is, the last thing they want is us, the citizens, discovering what they're doing behind closed doors. And nothing exemplifies that and just proves your point than this whole sordid tale of Misha Isaac and everything that happened here, because the governor kept the fact that a Oregon Court of Appeals justice was retiring. She kept it quiet. They didn't even let anybody know that there was going to be a vacant position. She just quietly appointed her lawyer. That's who Kate and the regressive totalitarian Marxists are. Now, let me ask you this question. So you've provided me this email here that says clearly federal law requires information to become public. Federal law. If they don't respond to you appropriately, what are you going to do about it?
Well, let me tell you, Jeff, I'm already doing things because several of the managers who are a part of my program have filed a federal complaint against the Oregon Commission for the Blind for violating federal law. And so we are proceeding to get the Oregon Commission for the Blind to comply with federal law and give us the information that we request. Now, let me say that a lot of these state agencies are run by people who kowtow to our governor and do their bidding, and it's ridiculous, and it's time that it stops.
No, you're right, but the only way it's going to stop is if you do exactly what you said. And look at what has happened here with other organizations going on offense. And what you're doing is you're going on offense. Because, you see, if you file a lawsuit in federal court, state of Oregon's got to respond here. That's an offensive thing. It moves the ball. Art, and I got to let you go because I need to move on here, but I got to tell you, it moves the ball. It forces them to do something about it, to respond in some way. At least what I did in terms of going on offense and filing the complaint against Misha Isaac was I forced them to respond. I also put pressure in creating an additional reason for this guy to withdraw his name or for Kate to say, well, I'm going to rescind the appointment. She didn't do that. My point is it was going on offense. That's what we've got to do, folks. Rudy Giuliani last night. Folks, if you missed this, you missed something powerful. He's on Laura Ingraham's show. Now, I just happened to came in from the hemp harvest. And by the way, if you haven't tried CBD, you need to. And I'm serious, friends. I slept so much better last night after I took about a full dropper full of CBD oil before I went to bed. It really works. I buy my CBD from Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care down in South Commercial, right next to Safeway. Go visit them. It's worth your time. And you can visit them online. See the great website, vimsalem.com. Last night, Rudy Giuliani's on with her. And he has a novel idea. He is going to sue the members of Congress who make comments outside of being protected by the speech of being in a committee hearing room or on the floor of the House or the Senate. That's protected speech. If you sue them for things they say in speeches outside of Congress or news programs or some rally, if you sue them personally, they have to respond personally. And we, the taxpayers, don't have to pick up the tab for their defense. Don't you think that will have some impact on things? That's going on offense. We need to do the same thing in Oregon, and that's exactly what Art is talking about here. But you got to be smart about how you do it. It's one of the ways we can win and move the ball for what we believe in. It's 6:30 in the morning. What do you think? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. 24 minutes up the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to chat with Tim, who's on the line. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. And I have a bunch of emails to read, and I'll get them there. Here's what we're talking about. Should employers who knowingly hire illegal aliens be prosecuted? Because you know what, folks? They almost never are. In Mississippi, a new poll shows that 70% of citizens polled, and this is a college poll, want employers prosecuted. 70%. Now, I can tell you, I do polling, and when you get 70%, you got a hot issue, folks. Why do you think Trump continues to use this issue? Because everybody gets it. It's an issue we can use in Oregon. It's a question you could ask the persuadables by saying, do you think illegal alien employers should actually be prosecuted? Because you know they never are. And going on offense, Rudy Giuliani's going on offense. He says he is. He's thinking very seriously about suing individual members of Congress who make comments against him outside of the venue of Congress. And there is plenty of prior legal ruling saying you can do that. Now, would that be a disincentive for some of these people to not go forward in the ridiculous, unconstitutional manner that they are, the things they're saying. But the point is going on offense. Could we do that in Oregon? Could we, if we did those things like Art just talked about, suing the state of Oregon or suing, in, you know, Kate Brown or the, you know, whomever who is not turning over records as required by federal law? Does that create the opportunity for us to be more politically successful? Because it demonstrates how the left and how the governor and the legislature continues to pass more, 22 new laws. We now have 650 laws in Oregon prohibiting us, the people, we the people, from finding out things. I'm not saying they're all bad. 22 new laws just went into effect, making it harder for you to be transparent. All right, to the phones. They'll go to Tim, who's on the line. Tim, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I wanted to talk about the blind. I think I have some information for Art.
Okay.
Went to a committee when I was in banking where the Commission for the Blind were discussing packing ready-to-eat meals for the military. They wanted to have another meeting, and I said, I've already made a decision. I'll give them $750,000 loan. Well, the company that we formed about 30 years ago is called Blind Enterprises of Oregon, and we provided employment for the blind. It just happened to be that we had a one-star general that was going to be the chairman. We had a two-star general that went on the board, and I'll be darned, we got the contract to embroider name tags for the military and to package ready-to-eat meal. When I left, they had a bingo operation, and they were embroidering for other entities. So if Art wants to go to Blind Enterprises of Oregon, he'll be able to access a tremendous amount of information, and it's private.
Awesome. So these folks, how many years ago was that that you were involved in that?
Well, I believe that we started it about 30 years ago, maybe about 85, something like that.
Okay.
Because I was the manager of the Salem Maine branch.
Well done. Thanks for that. I appreciate, Tim, that you sharing that with the audience and with Art. They may be another resource in his quest to force the state to do what they're supposed to do, what the law says they should do.
Indeed.
Thanks, Tim. That's Tim. That's his contribution for today. You know, the reality is there are, and this is why it's great to have people with life experience, political experience in the audience, because you do things like that. You use your history, your political activity, the things that you've been involved with to add to not just the discussion, but actually help provide some way of actually getting something done. Look, you know, we can rant and rave about all kinds of things and never do anything, and nothing will change. That's why I'm talking about going on offense here. To me, it's profound to see. I mean, you know, what we do in Oregon is I often accuse Republicans in this state, somewhat tongue-in-cheek, with being, well, having Stockholm syndrome, right? Where you identify with your captors, in this case, the Democrats and the regressive totalitarian Marxist mentality of the people who are running Oregon. We identify that. We become so beaten down, we are afraid. We just say, okay, whatever you want. You know, Limbaugh talks about this all the time, and he is so right, because that's the history of the Republican Party, the party of the minority. When we got in the majority, we didn't know how to act. We didn't know how to govern. Look at the wasted opportunity in Trump's 2 years with turning back the clock on Obamacare. You listen to the station, you hear Sean Hannity, how he's hammered on Republicans for that, and justifiably so. We have Stockholm syndrome. We're afraid to go on offense. Except we aren't, at least to some extent. Look at what so many of you are doing in the recall petitions against Kate Brown And Ron, I'm going to get to you in just a second. I want to finish this point. That's going on offense, folks. And it pays dividends. And some of you are the ones who suggested what those dividends are. Even when I didn't even think about them, even when I didn't even talk about them, you suggested, you know what, it opens up the conversation. Because now you have an opportunity to let people become aware by having conversations, again, persuading the persuadable. So why would it be necessary to vote to get rid of a governor? Why? What's that governor done? Most of these people aren't paying attention. If they're reading mainstream media, if they're watching, they're spending their life on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, they're not really getting this stuff. It's like these sunshine laws, 22 new laws, just went into effect that Kate Brown signed that make it harder for you, the citizen, to know what your government is doing. Those are reasons to say, wait a second, time out. That's going on offense. And yes, kudos to the Republican Party of Oregon for launching one of the two recall campaigns against Kate Brown. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Ron, who's on the line. Ron, good morning. What do you say?
Hey, brother, I'm going to tell you right now, as you see me do it, I'm going to let everybody out there, you can be effective if you choose to. That is your free will and free choice. Just like recalls, situation or testifying, taking the time, it may cost you money, may cost you maybe a babysitter or this, that, another. But what is the price of freedom, people? What is the price of liberty? What is the price of trying to live within your means when we have a government that doesn't do that? When they choose, Kate Brown chooses and think that she is your mother. And instead of giving you a 2% of your personal standard deduction like the federal government did, she disconnected the system and then raised taxes on you five ways this last legislative session. This is the reason why you should sign that recall. This is the reason you should come to the Capitol and voice your opinion. Email, write, text your representatives or senators, even if they're not in your area, to voice your concerns. To stand up for your liberties. Do you want to be like California, where they just passed Gavin Newsom and her brother or cousin down there passed laws that goes against parental rights? Even, you know, forced vaccinations? You know, you have to stand up. These are the reasons why you should sign a recall. And I'm going to give you some quick information from my area, Polk County, this Saturday. Go out to the flea market at the fairgrounds and also at the Home and Garden Show in the Linn County at the fairgrounds in Albany. Please go there. Sign. If you ain't anywhere in the state, look it up on Oregon Republican Party. Find out which areas where you can sign. They got representatives on flush down Kate Brown. But I'm going to tell you, people, your liberties is only as good as you as being concerned. You cannot rely on everybody to take care of it and think that they're making us to the finish line. Your voice counts if you choose to make it happen. That's all I got to say.
Well said, brother. Well said. You heard where he's going to be and others are going to be in Polk County. Folks, if you also want to sign the petitions, you can go online. And Ron, thanks.
You're welcome. God bless you.
You can go on. God bless you, too. You can go online to Kate Brown Recall, katebrownrecall.com. That's the Republican website set up for this purpose. katebrownrecall.com or flushdownkatebrown.com. Sign both petitions, folks. What a powerful message it would send to everybody if, in fact, we did that. We got both of these petitions qualified for Kate Brown. Now, emails when we come back. And Rebecca, who's on the line, I want to thank Betty, former Marion County Commissioner. She listens to this show, and she sends me a lot of stuff, including about ODOT scandals and a lot of other scandals from her years of being really active in politics and some other great emails. When we come back, your thoughts. Should we be aggressive and go on offense to win politically in Oregon? Win everywhere and on the issues that matter to us.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour, last segment for today. In a moment, we're going to chat with Rebecca. You know what? Nobody wants to think about life insurance because it means that, well, maybe you might have something bad happen to you, but you have to think about it. It's the responsible and adult thing to do because you don't want your family to have to be really negatively impacted if something bad happens to you. And so you owe it to your family to have life insurance. Do you have enough? Do you have the right kind of insurance? These are all things you should be thinking about, and nobody better to talk to than someone who shares your principles and your values of faith and of freedom than my friend Fred Thompson. He's a New York Life agent. He can help you. He can help you answer that question. 503-428-7479 is his phone number. Call him. Come to your home or you can come to his office. Doesn't matter. You really should sit down and chat with him. 503-428-7479. Let's go to Rebecca, who's on the line. Rebecca, what say you today?
Hi, I have a challenge for those who need something really specific to do. If somebody out there has already signed the recall petition, but has just a little bit of courage, on Sunday, there's going to be a sidewalk prayer thing happening all over Oregon. And it's organized by the Right to Life community, and people stand on the sidewalks to pray. And it might be happening in your community. It's organized through the churches and Right to Life. And so on Sunday, this is going to be happening. And yesterday, I had the idea that people could go and collect signatures from these very gentle, wonderful people who are coming to pray. They're not going to attack you. They're not going to be in your face. They want to sign the petition. And so if anybody wants to, and they've never collected signatures before, contact the Republican office. I'm willing to be the person that the Republican office puts in contact with you, and I'm willing to get you pages. I'll run them to you. I'll teach you what to do to collect signatures. I would like to see you be the signature collector on the street, who will these people will see, and they will come and sign your petition. It will be a lot of fun. I've already collected signatures at the Life Chain for many years, and the people want to sign. I assure you, they will not fight with you, and they will not ask you any questions. They will want to sign. So contact the Republican office, and I would be glad to teach you how to collect signatures and to have a page to turn in that will put us over the top. And I'd be willing to do it for both petitions. There's two petitions of recall, and I can get you pages for both petitions. So, contact the Republican office. There's something you can do to put us over the top with this recall.
That's right. And that's going on offense. That's taking action and doing something.
Yeah, it's doing something hopefully that you will do clear into the future once you know how to collect signatures. There's the Republican office. Just call it
down on Hawthorne
Street.
That
you want Becky Ross to come and help you learn how to collect signatures, and want pages, and I'd be glad to run them wherever you are.
Thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate that. Republican office, folks. There's an offer for you if you really want to get involved. You want to go on offense. You should do that. Email from Lee about illegals. About prosecuting employers, which is almost never done, folks. Here's what he writes. Prosecute farmers who employ undocumented people from another place? What? Do they realize that without these hardworking people, the crops will rot in the fields while prices go up and people starve? No American will do those jobs. We need them. That's his tongue-in-cheek comment. What part of illegal is against the law? These farmers should be prosecuted. My grandpa checked every employee's legal status, paid well for hard work. The Democrats have gone too far with child labor laws, as years ago, the first job many had was working in the fields, which taught so many values that are missing in today's youth. Well said. This poll in Mississippi showed 70% of the people wanted employers who knowingly hired illegals to be prosecuted, because they never are. Now, what kind of a message would that send? Well, if the employer magnet is gone, why would people come to the United States? Because nobody will hire them. That makes sense to me. Jim wrote an email about paying college athletes, which we talked about yesterday. Here's what he said. He said, well, I see a little room for collusion and corruption. Do the students get to sign contracts? Will they have income, Social Security, Medicare, state taxes withheld? Who gets that job done? Will there be competition for the highest pay? Crazy idea, huh? What about having your student loan paid from those wages? Ooh, brilliant. Dave wrote an email talking about the cap and trade rally. This was the timber unity rally. He said, can you spread the word to the truckers and farmers? You know, he's loaded it up on the CCTV play times. They're on CCTV. Dave does an amazing job of constantly videoing important things. He put it on YouTube. It's called the 2020 Cap and Trade Rally at the Capitol. 2020 Cap and Trade Rally. It's on YouTube. You can see it. And he's got the play times. I wish I could give them all to you, but I can't. Dwight wrote me a great email about transgenders winning in Oregon. I guess the city of Portland is going to pay $200 million to remove all of the urinals from municipal buildings. $200 million, folks. Wow. And Ann, thanks for a great email. It was a little bit off topic, but it works. She talks about how a solution for gun control. It is the socialist, fascist, communist liberals that always want to take guns because they know they're going to do the things for which they should be shot. Now, that's interesting. And what she lists is an incredibly long list of Democrats who have used guns in violence in America. In 1865, a Democrat shot and killed Abraham Lincoln, President of the United States. A left-wing radical Democrat shot James Garfield, President of the United States. A radical left-wing socialist shot and killed John Kennedy. A left-wing radical Democrat fired shots at Gerald Ford in 1975. In 1983, a registered Democrat shot and wounded Ronald Reagan. And he goes on and on and on about all of these high-profile stories of radical Democrats. And the point here is the solution should be illegal for Democrats to own guns. We don't need Democrat. We don't need gun control. We need Democrat control. Wow. What a way to end the show today, huh? I'm back tomorrow, folks. I hope you are, too. And yes, I'm feeling better. More stories from the hemp fields when we come back tomorrow. See you then.